Hello, this is Ryan. How can I help you?
Hi, Ryan, and this is Angela calling from Keystone First in reference to a fax that was received for a member by the name of Lynn Stanley.
Okay, and this is for which provider?
Are you do you know someone named Roman S? They sent this fax, and I need to speak to them because it's missing information. I can give you the name of the member and the date of birth.
Okay, give me a minute. Okay, I'm transferring your call to the concerned person. Just hold on a line.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, my name is Roman S.
Hi, Roman S. My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Keystone First in reference to a fax you sent us for A. Stanley Rashiti.
Yes.
You only sent us page one of the cover sheet, so I need to verify the information that's needed that is found on page 3 and 4 of the cover sheet, which you did not send. I need to know the diagnosis. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I will provide you all details, no issue.
Yes, do you want the name and date of birth? Are you going to give me the information, or are you going to refax it with the information that's needed?
You want a refax, right? Otherwise, I will provide you one detail on call.
Yeah, I'm asking you now, and I can enter this now, but they're still going to need that information. But I'm stuck in the middle of a case because I can't move it out of the system without throwing it in the trash because it's incomplete.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will provide you the...
So that I can have the diagnosis code?
Yes, the diagnosis code will be RS Romeo 94.31.
One moment.
Okay.
You said R93.41?
No. R is a Romeo, 94.
94.31.
Yes.
So R is a Robert, 94.31.
Yes.
Any others or just that one?
Yes, only that one.
May I please have the admission date?
It will be August 18, 2025.
Okay, and let me go here. And the procedure code?
The procedure code will be 93229.
93229?
Yes, miss.
One moment. And I'm going to need to start date of service one more time, please.
Yes, it will be August 18, 2025. August 18, it's a retro authorization.
August 18, 2025.
Yes, correct.
One moment. How many units?
It's only one unit, miss.
Okay. And may I please have the MPI for the facility?
Yeah, sure. The facility NPI will be 156-853-9740.
Is that Bucks Mount Cardiovascular Specialist?
Yes, Bucks Mount Cardiovascular Specialist. And address will be same as the provider.
Okay. And may I please have the NPI number for the referring doctor?
Yeah, it will be 192-207-2784.
And we have SAXENA is the last name and the first name is V as in Victor,
yes.
A as in Varun.
Varun Saxena, yeah, Varun Saxena.
Oh, okay, one moment, I think that's everything. Let me just check.
Yes.
Okay. I have all the information that's needed. Thank you for assisting me. In the future, can you be sure to fill out all four pages of the cover sheet so that we'll have that additional information?
Yes, Ms. We sent a refax, but I think you didn't receive it.
Yes, I'm going to cut this through, but I will still refax it because you might get another call from the nurse if they need this information in writing. So,
okay.
I'm going to put this through to the Jiva system for the nurses to review, but I would still refax it to 215-937-5322 with the information that I asked you for over the phone so that they will have it.
Okay, no problem. And Miss, what is the status of the case?
I'm sorry?
You initiate a case or the signed fax details on a fax?
Oh, no, I'm moving this from one system to another. I don't have any other information on it at this time, but I was just saying your fax, you only had page one of the cover sheet. Our cover sheet online has four pages. I can tell you where to find a cover sheet. I don't know if you're using an old cover sheet, but even with that, you only had page one, which only gives, if it's in or outpatient, your name and the name of the member. So all that other information you didn't fill out on the other pages. That's what we need because we don't read through clinicals. We're non-clinical.
Yes, Ms. We sent it on just 2 to 3 hours ago. I think you received it now.
I have everything now.
Another fax, Miss, listen first. We sent it 2 time fax. The first fax sent, and it's a by mistake. Only
okay.
Send only one cover sheet. After all, we sent another fax for the all four pages on a cover sheet and attached the clinical documents. So, can you please double check?
Well, no, it doesn't work like that, sir. I'm calling because this is the one I got. My supervisor assigned me to this one, so someone else may receive
yes,
the other fax.
Yes,
so when
yes.
they receive it, they'll be fine, but I can't look into the pile where
uh-huh.
the supervisor distributes for us to do the work. This is just the one I got. I got the
okay.
one that was missing information. But the next person, they will get your fax, so it's not something that I can look for. But I wouldn't worry if you already sent that information over. I just have to call because I can't do the one that was assigned to me.
Okay, so now you want any other details?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yes, but I want to... Okay, hello. I would to be like to know... What is the status?
Sir, I can't stay on the phone. I had to come out away from my work queue to call you because the form was incomplete. I can't stay on the phone, sir. If you have any other questions, you're going to have to call Keith on first yourself.
So you are not able to transfer your authorization
no,
department?
No, don't do that. This is a call I made to you to get the information that was missing. I can't do any transfers. If you have any other questions, you have to call it.
Okay, no problem then. Thank you so much, Ms.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day. You too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.